Let us pray before we begin. Lord, as we study this passage together, may we learn more of who you are and who we are in Christ. And Lord, I pray for your enabling as I speak. Amen. Today's passage is about a meeting between brothers, twins, Esau the eldest and Jacob, following 20 years of separation. Before looking at that, I'd like us to take a quick look at their history, at their past. Now, the parting was not on good terms. Esau had sworn to kill his brother Jacob for tricking him out of his blessing, for stealing his inheritance. He was in a rage. Jacob, he fled for his life to a place called Haran, where he married twice, had 11 children, and managed a thriving business in the livestock trade. That probably distracted him a bit from dwelling on the past. That is until, in a dream, the Lord instructed him to return home in chapter 31. While on that journey, Esau, upon finding out, set out to meet with him. Now, let us turn to our passage to see what's happened. See verse 4. I love this scene. It reads, "But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept." Did Esau's heart soften years beforehand, or more recently, like when Jacob asked, when he pleaded with the Lord for help in prayer in chapter 32? We don't know, but what we do know is that Esau, who had been full of bitterness and rage, that was now replaced with, he was now full of forgiveness and wanted them as brothers to just move on together. How then can we withhold that from others? Hold on to a grudge against another and refuse to let it go. At this point in our passage, reconciliation took place between the brothers. Esau here, he's like a model of the forgiving father in Jesus' parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15. Both of these stories, they give us an insight into God's compassion for us, his offering of forgiveness, driven by love, given through grace. Let us now move the spotlight from Esau onto Jacob. Upon hearing that Esau was approaching along with 400 men, Jacob became consumed with fear. Don't blame him. But Jacob was blessed by God. Jacob, the chosen one, who heard the Lord say to him in chapter 28, "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you may go, and I will bring you back to this land." Even so, He was frightened. What Jacob did next was driven by that fear. He prayed, pleaded with God for protection. Chapter 32, he says, "Save me, I pray, from the hands of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me, and also the mothers with their children." That was a desperate prayer. Here, Jacob struggled to believe, to put his trust in the Lord. Why is it that at times it's only when we feel completely out of our depth in a situation, unable to sort things out in our own strength, that we turn to God and call out to Him in prayer? Some of you may know that I lost my father last weekend. Before his illness, he was strong and in control. Then it was like the rug had been pulled from beneath his feet. It was during this period that he remembered the faith he once had but lost, turned his back on over 60 years ago, a faith we never knew he had. It was during this period he was receptive and then hungered to hearing afresh the good news of Jesus Christ. The Lord is so gracious. Through prayer, that relationship, it became restored once again. God's blessing to Jacob, He extends to us all in Christ, saying those words, "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you are." Back to our passage. Jacob prayed. Then he tried to pacify Esau through gifts. Flocks, herds, and camels. It was about 500 of them in all. A bit OTT. It was more than generous. It kind of bordered along the lines of being a bit creepy. Then in verse 2, Jacob arranges his family into a sort of procession to meet Esau, putting each maidservant and her children towards the front, and then his two wives to the rear. He may have had protecting his wives in mind, but as things turned out, it ended up looking almost comically over-organized. Then Jacob, who, if you remember, had dislocated his hip when he wrestled with the Lord. Here in verse 3, he limps towards his brother through the pain, bows down to Esau 7 times. They hug, they cry. Then Jacob almost spoils a moment by forcing the gifts he'd sent into his brother's hands, which Esau politely accepts. Jacob's insistence here, it kind of gives us a clue as to the weight of guilt he was carrying. Anyway, after introductions have been made, Esau offers to accompany Jacob the rest of the way home. Have you ever been asked to do something or go somewhere and you just weren't feeling it? You just weren't keen on going, and then found excuses just coming out your mouth? We've all been there. Jacob spun a tale about wanting to look after the young within his group. It was at this point the brothers depart, go their separate ways. Why? Why would Jacob do that? One possible reason is Laban, his father-in-law, who had mistreated him and tricked him years beforehand regarding his wives. That relationship breakdown, it may have caused a scar. What I mean is, did Jacob's loss of trust in Laban make him guarded around others, too afraid to even attempt giving a renewed relationship with his brother a try? The tragedy here is that there was so much opportunity for reconciliation between Jacob and Esau that day. But the next record of them ever being together was next to their father.